This evening and turn to the book of Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. We've been in that book just a little bit. And we're going to look at chapter 2. As soon as the pastor gets there, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, just one of those times, Proverbs, it's in there, Job, Psalm, Nehemiah, yep, I don't know, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, Proverbs, Song of Solomon, okay. All right, I know what's in there. Ezra and Nehemiah. Yay! I just told my wife the other day I need to get a new Bible. I have a bad habit or a good habit of using those yellow sticky notes, and they come out these great ones now that are super sticky. The only problem is that they're so sticky that the pages stick together, and I can thumb through something and go through three books because this is just a thin Bible. So, oh well, we're here. Praise the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 through verse number 20. And before we read this evening, I'm gonna give you seven words. Seven words. I want you to get your pen and paper out. Use the back of your bulletin. You don't have to write anything else down except for these seven words. There's not a bunch of scripture we're going to turn to. As a matter of fact, we're not going to look at any other scripture besides this verse here. But I want you to get these seven words down. I think they're important for us. And so if you would do that, it'd be a real blessing to your pastor's heart. So you could find any scrap of paper that can hold seven words, and even if you don't put the small little points that we have in between these seven words, if you just get the seven words, it'll be something for you to think about and meditate upon and take with you after you leave even this evening. And tonight I want to bring to you this really, it's be honest with you, it's a mini message that because my wife said I used all my time up this morning for this evening, so I only have a little bit of time. No, I'm only kidding about that. I did say when we sat down to eat lunch, I said, Diana said that I'm getting long-winded as Pastor James, amen. She said, I did not say the first part. So praise the Lord, amen. God surely is good, amen. That's honesty right there, right? Amen. So praise the Lord. Let's take a look at Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 down through verse number 20. If you've been to the leadership meeting and other times of devotion, the many messages, you've heard me speak on this, and I want to speak on it one more time. I want us to think on this thought: what will it take to build our our offices and our pastoral study addition? So let's stand as I give whatever we do when we stand. Amen. Last time I spoke about the building, I'm not really nervous, but Spencer said that I must have took my glasses off 30 times. I was so nervous. But you know what? God surely is good. He's way better than us. Amen. So just look past me and look at the Savior. Nehemiah chapter 2, as we stand giving respect to the Word of God. The Bible says in Nehemiah 2, beginning verse 11, "So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days, and I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me save the beast that I rode on. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon gate, and went to the dung port and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me. So I went up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley and so returned." And verse 16 says, "And the rulers knew whither I went or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priest, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the walls of Jerusalem, that we may be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us arise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horite and Tobiah the servant and Amorite and the Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, "Who is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king?" Then answered I them and said unto them, "The God of heaven," let me repeat that, "the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we as servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem." Let's pray. Father, as we bow our heart before you this evening, Lord, we're just so thankful that we could be here this evening. Thank you for the faithfulness of your people that have come out on this cold Sunday evening, Father, to come and worship you and hear about the ministry of Sharon Baptist Church in the past year, looking forward to what you have for us this year. So, Father, I pray that your good hand would be upon us, Father. You would minister the hearts. Help us, Father, as we work through very quickly these seven words. And, Father, may these words just cause us to meditate upon things, think about things this coming week. And we pray and ask these things in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Have you ever thought what it's going to take about to build for Sharon Baptist Church to build the administrative office and the pastoral studies addition here at Sharon Baptist Church? I think it's going to take several things besides just money and monetary things for us to build together. So if you're writing down, I want you to write down beginning with this first word. The first thing it's going to take cooperation. You say, "Oh no, we're an independent Baptist church. What do you mean cooperate?" I know that inherently a lot of independent Baptist churches don't have very much cooperation, but I thank God from the former ministry of our pastor, Emeritus, Dr. Bill Googe, that there has been some good cooperation inside this church. You say, "Well, what kind of cooperation do we need?" Well, first of all, we need cooperation between the pulpit and the pew. You see, you have to have this understanding and have to have the knowledge that you follow me as I follow God, as we saw in this morning's message. And I have to have the same understanding that you're going to follow your God conscience as God leads you and directs you. And I have to have that understanding as well. There has to be cooperation between the pew and the building committee. You know, the building committee, should we decide to go forward with this evening, is going to be appointed, and it's going to be representative of the membership of Sharon Baptist Church. And there has to be some cooperation between the two, and has to be cooperation as well between the pulpit and the building committee. You see, inherently, we have to learn to work together for God's honor and for his glory. It must be a time of both sides really seeing both sides of the matter. There's going to come a time when the pulpit likes to do something and the pew wants to do something else. There's a time when the pew and the building committee are going to maybe look at each other and say, "Well, I don't really like that." And it has to be a time of cooperation, of seeing both sides, but then yet coming to some common ground and then stepping out in faith and living a selfless life, understanding this, that it might not be my way, but as long as it's God's ways, that's going to be what's best for our church. So the first word, and I hope that you'll have a great interest in, is this word of cooperation. But the second word is cultivation. Cultivation. You say, "What do I have to cultivate?" Well, you have to have cultivation of differing ideologies. And that is the way that we think the task is going to be done. There's going to be a group of people that say, "Listen, I'm for that. That's a great thing. But this is how I think we ought to accomplish it. 1, 2, 3. There's going to be another group of people that say, "Well, Pastor Dave, the building committee and to the pews, listen, I'm for this as well. But I think we ought to proceed this way. 1, 2, and 3. And so there has to be a cultivation of differing ideologies in a way that the task is done. There has to be some cultivation of differing ideas. You know, what we're going to build and how we're going to build it and where we're going to put it. There's all kinds of varied ways and numbers of ways in which to accomplish what we believe God would have us to do. So we're going to have to really kind of come together on this idea. We're going to have to as well have some cultivation of differing insights. You know, here's the thing. There are no bad suggestions. The only bad suggestion is the one that's not made. That doesn't mean the building committee is going to implement that. Doesn't mean the pastor is going to like it. Doesn't mean the pew is going to like it. But listen, if you have an input or an idea concerning this building project, we would like to hear it. And we'll write it down. And I can promise you this, it will be considered. And we might say, "We'll pray about it," but we won't say, "We'll pray about it." We will really pray about it. Because what you have might be a good idea. And we don't have the lock on every detail of this building project for Sharon Baptist Church, but I'm so glad that God does. So we need to cooperate We need to have cultivation. But then write this third word down. We need to have appreciation. We need to have some appreciation. Appreciation for who? How about some appreciation for the servants that go? You say, go where? Listen, if you vote to do this evening, there's going to be a lot of meetings between the pulpit and the pew, and the pew and the pulpit and the building committee and the pews as well. And so we want to be thankful and be appreciative for those servants who have taken their time. And this is what happens so often in the independent Baptist circles, that they would appoint, say, deacons or trustees to consider a matter, and they would consider it, and they would weigh all the options, and they would spend 3 or 4 or 5 months weighing out the options, and all of a sudden they present it to the church, and they're excited, believing it's God's plan. Then guess what? Someone comes along and says, well, you know what? I don't like so-and-so because he's on the building committee, so I'm going to vote against that. You know what? We ought not to be that way. You know, we ought to be appreciated for the time and talents that people have put in. Think about, as well, appreciated for the saints who are going to give towards this project. Now, we mentioned to you before that beginning part of March, we're going to begin a campaign, a 2-year giving campaign, should it be your will to do this. We're going to end it on Easter Sunday 2 years from now. And so we want to be appreciative to the saints who are going to give to this and their faithfulness to give to that. And so I think as we would understand what is it going to take as we build the administrative office and the pastoral studies edition, we're going to have some appreciation. But lastly, I think we ought to have some appreciation for the Savior that gives us strength. You see, should we desire tonight to go forward with this project, understand this, it's not going to be not going to be done in 30 days. In 30 days, we're not even begin to even really get a handle on it. It's going to be probably 3, 4, 5, 6 months, depending on the schedule of the builders and the bank financial package before we get started. And so we want to ask the Savior to give you strength and also peace and also understanding in the time frame that it is going to take, because we can put all our effort into what that we want to and get the city's backing and get your backing, get the bank's backing, but listen, without the strength of the Savior empowering us to do so, being in his divine will for this motion tonight, guess what? It's not going to come to anything. I think there's a fourth word that we ought to write down, and that word is satisfaction. You say, what kind of satisfaction? Well, first of all, satisfaction for the plans. Whether you agree with every exact detail, whether you agree with every closet, every door, every office, every water fountain, what kind of decorations to go into it or not, understand this, that you ought to be satisfied. I'll give you opportunity to speak your peace, but then understand this, that it's the will of the church and the will of God. Speak your peace, and then guess what? If the church desires to go against having a black carpet and black paint and black lights for the church and goes against that, guess what? Just speak your peace and go on with the majority. You know, that's the way it works in America, doesn't it? I mean, we all have one vote, and we speak our peace, and we make our vote, and you know, guess what? Whether we like it or not, we ought to get behind the person that's in power at the time, according to God's word. So we ought to be satisfied with the plans, and then secondly, be satisfied with the procedures, and that's to carry out the plans. Again, you might like to like it to be seen to be done just a different way. You know what? Remember, different doesn't mean wrong. Guess what? It just means different. And so you know what? We ought to be glad. Just be glad that the job is getting done, and God is getting honor and glory for it. Well, I think there's another word that we ought to look at this evening as we think about this coming up, a vote that we're going to take, and that is utilization. Utilization. You know, we need to utilize all the resources that God has given us. We need to use not only the saints of God, first of all, and it's the saints of God, it's our responsibility to pay for what we're about ready to do. Our ministries and us, it's our responsibility to pay for that. You know, we don't go out on the street, and we don't have car washes to raise money for the administrative office and the pastoral studies edition. That's not the way God's word tells us to do it. We don't sell subs. We don't have labor auctions. We don't do anything along that manner. We don't have yard sales. Now, if you want to have a yard sale, your own personal yard sale, and donate the money to the building fund, that's wonderful. If you want to make subs and sell subs and give the donation to the church, that's fine. But you do it in your name, amen? And if people ask, what are you going to do with the money? So I'm going to give it to my church. That's fine, but it's not an official church action because God's people take care of the needs of God's church. And so we need to utilize all the resources that are available, including the saints of God, but then as well, we need to utilize the Bank of Heaven and our commercial banks here on earth as well. You know, sometimes we think that we're able to give so much money and pay the building off early or save up and build it or whatever we're going to do. But understand this, that really all the resources that you have literally come from the Bank of Heaven, amen. God is the controller of all of that we possess and all that we own. And so never get a big head if God asks you to give $500 a month for these next 2 years toward the building program, you know, because it's not really you. It's God enabling you to do that, providing you with the finances to be able to do that. Well, we need to utilize the Bank of Heaven, but also we need to utilize the Bank of Earth, amen? And I'm so thankful that God has put us into touch with some good banks here that promise low rates, and we're anxious to speak with them and be able to finance this work. Then I think there's another word that we ought to look at tonight, and that word is inspiration. Inspiration. You say, where do we get our inspiration from? Well, we get it from the Word of God. And as I read here in Nehemiah chapter 2, beginning of verse number 11, this is exactly, I made mention before, that where I've been the last couple of years, surveying, praying, seeking God's faith, asking God what He has us to do, talking with some godly men of the church, getting their advice, asking their opinion on the matter. And I thank God that we have God's Word to be able to point us in the direction that He would have us to go. I thank God that as we read these verses, we can meditate upon these verses and pray and ask our wonderful Savior just to speak to our hearts and give us the assurance this is what He would have. We need inspiration from the Word of God and also inspiration from the child of God. We've heard after we made this announcement two weeks ago, and actually really wasn't a new announcement. You knew it was coming. You've been speaking about it. Spiritual leadership meetings for the last year or so, been mentioning that we want to work down towards this path, and we talked to you at business meetings just informally about this. So it shouldn't have been a real big surprise when we had our big day a couple of Sundays ago, but I do think that we ought to have inspiration coming from God's Word and also from God's people. And from God's people, some of you have come to me and said, Pastor, this is a wonderful thing. I'm excited about this. Boy, I'm really excited to get behind the building project as God leads you and you lead our church to move into. I'm excited about that. And I'm looking forward to being a help as much as I can to be in this building program. So we look to people for inspiration, for the Word of God for inspiration. Then notice lastly, the last thing we're going to look at tonight, and that is anticipation, anticipation. Anticipating a brand new church office and pastoral studies edition. How exciting that is. We have that conference room for perhaps a small Sunday school class to meet or a small ladies meeting or whatever would take place, a meeting of the deacons to meet in there. Brand new place for us to be. And how about this? As we not only think about a brand new place, I think about this. I anticipate the brand new lives that will be born again in the kingdom of God. Because perhaps we have a place where we can co-locate all the staff together, a little bit more quieter place in the hallway over in the education wing, a place that I anticipate because we are set apart a little bit, it will help us to draw closer to the Lord in our Bible studies and our prayer time and as we seek God's will for our church. So we should look for anticipation with a brand new building, and the results of that building is going to be new lives born again in the kingdom of God. I was really excited today to find out that one of the fathers of one of our day school parents was here in the service today. Amen. Not only was he here for the service, but he's here for Sunday school. Glory to God for that. Amen. That's what it's all about. That's what this day school ministry is all about. And I get excited about that, and I trust that you will too. Well, as we close tonight, again, I ask the question, what's it going to take for Sharon Baptist Church to build our new office area for Miss Gail and all those ministry offices and the pastoral studies edition? It's going to take cooperation. It's going to take cultivation. It's going to take some appreciation. It's going to take some satisfaction, some utilization, some inspiration. And lastly, it's going to take some anticipation. See, that anticipation is what moves us forward. We anticipate having that brand, a new wing of Sharon Baptist Church. Anticipate new people's lives being born again, brought into the kingdom of God. From each member and friend of Sharon Baptist Church, all of us collectively together are going to have to aspire to put these seven words deep into our heart and apply these truths throughout the whole building process. So may God bless our church as we seek to add on the offices and the pastoral studies edition, both the physical church, but also, and ultimately, the spiritual body, which is us, that God might receive more honor and more glory from what we're about to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before you this evening, and we thank you, Father, for your goodness and for your love. And Father, we do pray now and ask that you would be a help and a blessing to us. Oh, Father, as we seek to cooperate, Father, as we seek to cultivate and appreciate and have satisfaction and have utilizations and inspiration, anticipation of the finished work, oh God, I pray that you'll help us be united together here at Sharon Baptist Church. So, Father, I do pray as we come to the foot of the cross of Calvary, we're thankful, Father, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace because Jesus Christ is our great high priest. So, Father, now we pray and ask that you would just bless and be a part of all we do here today, Father, and we seek your perfect will. So, Father, we ask these things in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's stand to our feet, please. Our instrumentalist, our guitarist is going to play a hymn of invitation for us tonight. Maybe God has chosen to speak to your heart this evening. Maybe you'd like to come and just have one more conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father about what he has laid upon this pastor's heart, our vision for this year. Maybe you'd like to come and just seal and cement the decision that you had made. Maybe you're unsure which way God would have you to vote. And listen, whatever way you vote is not going to make me mad or make Pastor James mad or anybody else mad. You have to vote your conscience the way you believe God would have you to vote. So, Father, I do ask that you would speak to the hearts of these people that are on bended knee, those in the pulpit, those in the pew, Father, those in the sound room. Oh, God, I pray as they seal and cement this decision, Lord, that you would receive honor and glory from it all. So, Father,